So just one ha'ara, as it relates to today's daf, it's also a little bit of a segue into tomorrow's daf. And that is, there is a very yisoidistig chiddush from the haflah in the very end of the first parak of Masechtes Ksuvos. So we spoke out the haflah at the very beginning of the Masechta. We actually spoke it out on daf tes. But negeya, the first word of the Masechta, why the Masechta begins besulanesis and not habesulanesis. And this is the haflah at the very end of the first parak. So there's a very, very yesoid distinct haflah here at the end of the first parak of Masechtes Ksuvos. He says a yesoid. That's negeya, the halachis of Roiv. That's really negeya all the sugyas of Roiv. And this yesoid of the haflah is the yesoid that Reb Kiva Eger, in his tshuvas, was mechaven to as well. And it's a yesoid that the Chem de Shloima, in his tshuvas, was mechaven to as well. So this is the yesoid from the haflah, from Reb Kiva Eger, and from the Chem de Shloima. Tosfos, here in the end of Masechtes Ksuvos, the second to last Tosfos in the Perek, asks that the Mishnah Masechtes Machshirim said that if somebody finds a tinaik, that's mushlach. Roiv ovid kechavim, ovid kechavim. Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, Mechzal, Mechzal, Yisrael. So the Gemara said that Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, my hilchasa, where's the negeya? So the Gemara said it's negeya lahachzer lo yaveda. Meaning, what would be if this person who was a tinaik, he was mushlach, he grew older, and at some point he had an object, and he was walking in the street, and he dropped it, and there was a simon, and somebody found it. And he knows who it belongs to. The only thing he doesn't know if this person's a yid or if he's not a yid. If he's a yid, he has a mitzvah, v'ashavas aveda. If he's not a yid, lo yoyva Hashem sloyach le, Rashi says. Then it's not so poshut for him to return this aveda. What's he supposed to do? Al zeh nema the Mishnah machshirim. Roiv Yisrael, we're going to assume Yisrael, and the halach is he's going to have a chiv to return the aveda. So Tosfos asks Akasha, based on a Gemara, in Masechtes Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there discusses a case where somebody sold a shor l'chaveri. Hamoich a shor l'chaveri. Reuven sold the shor to his friend. To Shimon, v'nimtza nagchon. And then after Shimon purchased the shor, so he did a little research on the shor that he purchased, and he found out that lo and behold, this shor had a past. It had a little bit of a history. The shor was a nagchon. Now, the halach is, a shor nakhon, you're not going to be able to have around. Because this shor has already established itself as a troublemaker. And as a result, there's a good chance it's going to shtois again. And depending on if it's a tam or it's a mood, there's a shulchan aruch that dictates the laws of this shor. But for our purposes, we're going to have to shech the shor. Now, it doesn't mean that the person won't be able to benefit from the shor. It just means that he won't be able to use it in his field. He won't be able to be chayrish with the shor. Because of the fact that it's a nakhon. So halachically, he's not allowed to have it around. So what's the halach? Amoiches shor l'chaveiroi v'nimtza nakhon. Rav Omar, Rav said, arezim ekechtois. The buyer can go back to the seller and say, listen, I had no idea I was buying a shor that was a nakhon. I'm sorry, I never had a mind to buy it. I want my money back. You could have your shor back. It's a mekachtois. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel smerz, yocha loy maloy l'shchit ha-mechartavlach. Shmuel says that no, he can tell him, the seller could, I sold it to you l'shchit. In my mind, I never thought you were buying it to work in the field. Mechatesa, I sold it to you to shecht. You could shecht it. You just can't work with it because you can't have it around. So why is that a mekachtois? Zok de Gemara, that I don't really understand the Shail over here. L'chura, let's just analyze the case a little bit better. This person, for example, that bought this shor, is he someone that usually buys for shchita? Is he someone that usually buys for working in the field? Says the Gemara V'lechsi, why don't we look at the person? If he's a person that usually buys l'shchita l'nichsisa, then we'll assume that that's why he bought it. And either radia, if he's someone that usually buys l'charisha, then l'radia, then it should be l'radia. So the Gemara has a whole shak l'vitaria, and the Gemara goes on to try to explain exactly what's going on over here, and the maskana, what the Gemara says, loitzricha, we're talking about where the majority of people that buy and sell shvarim, they sell shvarim for the purpose of having it around for charisha. But there is a minority of people that buy it l'shchita. And that is really what's at the core of the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Rav says that reza mekachtois, that talach is mekachtois because baser ruba is linon. We go baser roiv, the ruba l'ridya zavni. And most people, when they sell a shahr, they sell it for you to be able to be chayrish. So therefore, we assume he sold it to be chayrish. I can't be chayrish with it. I have no choice but to shecht it. So therefore, I could say a reza mekachtois. But Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, ki azlina baser ruba be isura, but b'mamoin aloi. Shmuel said that when is the halacha that you go baser roiv, that is true, there is a din of roiv, but that's only when it comes to Issa v'hater. But when it comes to mamin, over there you don't go baser roiv. In other words, this gemara is the makar to the machloikis Rav and Shmuel, whether holchim b'mamin achar roiv or ein holchim b'mamin achar roiv. Rav shita is holchim b'mamin achar roiv. Shmuel shita is ein holchim b'mamin achar roiv. What's the exact context? The exact context is this case where somebody bought a shahr from his friend. He found out afterwards that the shahr was a nakhon, which meant that this person will not be able to keep the shahr and use it in his field, but rather he's going to have no choice but to shecht the animal. Rav says he can claim mekachtois. Shmuel says he can't claim mekachtois. The reason Rav says he can claim mekachtois is because most people that buy a shahr buy it to be able to work with it. And being that I can't work with it, so Roiv determines whether it wasn't mekachtois, whether it wasn't mekachtois, and therefore the loch is going to be a reza mekachtois. But Shmuel says there is no Roiv in this parasha because ein hocha b'mamon achar Roiv. And because ein hocha b'mamon achar Roiv, so you can't use the halacha of Roiv in this. Freitois is akasha. If there's a shita Shmuel that holds ein holchem b'mamon achar roiv, so number one, we have to know we paskin like Shmuel. Because that's the rule. Whenever there's a machloikis is Rav and Shmuel, if it's a machloikis in Issa v'hater, we paskin like Rav. If it's a machloikis in Dinei Mamonis, we paskin like Shmuel. That means we paskin like Shmuel that ein holchem b'mamon achar roiv. So Freik Tosfos, what's pshat in this halacha? The Mishnah says that if somebody found a tinek, we don't know who the tinek is, if roiv of the people living in the city are a Yisrael, so we're going to assume that the tinek is also going to be a Yisrael. L'may nafkimina, l'hachso lo yaveda. That based on the Roiv Yisrael, you're going to have to return Aveda. For Eik Tosfos, I don't understand. L'chayra, we paskin like Shmuel. Shmuel holds Ein Holchem B'mamon Achar Roiv. So if Ein Holchem B'mamon Achar Roiv, so why is it that I have to return the Aveda? Hashavas Aveda is the Chashay L'fun Dinei Mamonis. You're telling me to take money that I have in my reshus right now and give it to somebody else. Based on what? Based on the fact that he's a Yid. How do you know he's a Yid? Oh, because Roiv Yisrael. Oh, based on Roiv. Shmuel holds in Holchem B'mamon Achar Roiv. So how does the sugi shtim with Shmuel, who by the way opined throughout our daf, number one, and number two, we'll paskin that you go baser Roiv when it comes to Mamon, we hold in Holchem B'mamon Achar Roiv. So if we hold in Holchem B'mamon Achar Roiv, Freik Tosis, why is it that if it's Roiv Yisrael, Yechayv L'Hachzer Aveda? So Tosis has a teretz. But the Afla says that Nirul Anias Daiti, I hold the Kan in our sugya lo shnayich klal ein holchem b'mamon achar roiv. And I think it's kedai to read Lashoni Azov Shel Afla. Major Yisoid says the Afla that in our sugya there's no holchem b'mamon ein holchem b'mamon achar roiv. Why? Because kiven the havi Yisrael l'chol mili. Because in our sugya, this child, in the event that it was Roiv Yisrael, we're going to go baser roiv, and l'chol mili, we're going to paskin that he has a din of a yid. Kidakama lach yoyse. Number one, lach yoyse. The Gemara already said that we assume he's a yid lach yoyse. We have to take care of it. V'chein ha'har goy chayiv. If someone's going to kill him, that person's going to be chayiv. V'hu adin le'inyin shechayiv b'mitzvahs. This child is going to be chayiv b'mitzvahs. U'le'inyin shlichos. A goy can't be a shliach. This person's going to be able to be a shliach, because roiv Yisrael, Yisrael. The kedushin will be able to get married. Is a thing that this child is going to be treated like a Yisrael, l'chol mili, with regards to lach yoysa, yahar goy chayiv, he's chayiv in mitzvah, shlichas kedushin, is havele Yisrael, na mila inya mamoyna. So it's for that reason we're going to treat him like a Yisrael also as it relates to mamon. Zok da hafla. When is it that we say ein holchem b'mamon achar roiv? That's if roiv is coming to be machria one thing, and one thing only, and that is a dinei mamonis dispute. So you have a dinei mamonis shaila right now, and I have achra, roiv, and in kol ha'tayra kula, there's a rule of achri rabba mahatos. Over there, Shmuel said ein holchem b'mamon achar roiv. But that's because all the roiv is doing is paskining the dinei mamonis. But in the event that I have a roiv that's paskining five other things, now, if I want to use that psak that Roiv already established in all these other areas of halacha, and I want to cut and paste it, I want to apply it to my financial, my dinei mamonis dispute, zok taflo, I'm allowed to do it. The Roiv can't head on be machriya dine mominus. But if Roiv in another area of life was machriya something, that establishes that that thing is whatever the Roiv said it is. And if the Roiv said that that's what it is for that, so then already it's a very easy segue. I could say that it's going to be true for the Dinei Mamonos as well. So says the Hafla, you have a shayla here with regards to this child. Is he a Yid? Is he not a Yid? It's negay of 50,000 things. You have to know. Is he a Jew or is he not a Jew? And how many shaylas is this? And if he touches wine, is he Yayin Esach? Is he not Yayin Esach? He makes someone a shlich. It is a shlich. It's not a shlich. He wants to get married. He could get married. Kedas Moish of Yisrael. He can't get married. Kedas Moish of Yisrael. Think about how many halachas this is negeya. And the halach is in Kol HaTayru Kuli Yigo Basar Roiv. So once Roiv paskins that this child is a Yid, so you can tell me, oh, he's a Yid, but to give him his Aveda, ain't Hochma Menachah Roiv. No, Zalo Lech Kacha, says the Afla. Once we paskin that he's a Yid, he's a Yid. And we're applying not the Roiv, but the psak that Roiv gave us in all these other areas that we know already is a Yisrael. Ain't Hochma Menachah Roiv is when the Roiv is addressing one thing and one thing only. The Dinei Mamonos, in the case of Amoicha Peiris, in the case of Rubel the Shchita, Rubel Radia, so within the Shaila is we want to know what most people, when they buy a shar, are they buying the shar for Shchita because they want dinner tonight, or they're buying the shar because they want to work in the field, because they're farmers? Where's that Negeya? It's Negeya if the shar could be a Shliach. If you can get married, like, where is it negay? It's negay one thing and one thing only. It's negay if you're in small claims court. And I say this and you say that. That's where it's negay. It's negay dinei mamonos. And being that it's only negay dinei mamonos, over there you can't use the roiv. If I'm using the roiv already for something else, so now all I need to do is I need to apply the roiv. So that already is something I could do. But that's the yesoid of the afla. And the afla says that once you understand this yesoid, you can answer kasha after kasha after kasha. Literally, it's what he says. He says there's so many different questions that you'll be able to answer. He mentions like five or six kashas. Let's just mention a few of them. Yes, a kasha does the flaw. The halacha is if someone's mefata, a ketana, very much a ksuba sugi, it's coming up major in Perikei Lunairis. But if someone's mefata, a ketana, someone's mefata, a nairis, so what's the halacha? You have to give la via naira. Chamishim kesef. You have to pay a knas. The halacha is that a mefuta Yesoima doesn't get knas. Sugine Lunairis. But a mefuta that has a father does get knas. So if someone's mefata a girl, the only time there's going to be a knas is if this girl has a father. Okay, that means if there's a father, the father's going to come to court, and Ryan, and you're going to have an obligation, you the mefata, to pay the knas to the father of the mefata. Freik tafla. How do you know the father's really this girl's father? Chtesa. How do you know he's the father? The mother, you know, but how do you know the father? So the Gemara Masech Kuskulin asks this kasha. Maka of v'imay mois yumas. How do you know he's the father? The Teretz is, you go, Basir Roiv. Roiv b'loy sachar abal. It's your classic Ruba the Lesser Kamon. And based on Roiv, the halacha is that we assume that this father is really the father. Freik tafla. So in other words, you're making this person pay chamishim kesef based on what? Based on the fact that there's a Roiv. Roiv b'loy sachar abal. I thought, ein holchem b'mam anachar Roiv. Zok da hafla. It's poshit. What do you see from here? Because this Roiv that's saying that the father is the father, it's not just negeya whether in the event that his daughter is a mafuta, there'll be a class or there won't be a class. It's negeya, is he her father? Kibra ve'eim, maka ve'imoy, mekal ve'imoy. I don't know, is he the father? Whatever responsibilities and obligations come along with a father-child relationship is going to be negeya. So once the Roiv paskins, he's the father, so Enochanami is going to be considered the father as it relates to this Dinei Mamonos as well. There's another very similar parsha in the Torah, the parsha of Moitzi Shemra. There too there's a halacha that if someone's Moitzi Shemra on a girl, like Matzasi Lebitcha Psulim, he has to pay knas. And there too it's the same exact halacha. The only time you pay the knas is if there's a father. If there's no father, Moitzi Shemra on a Yisayim, there's no halacha of knas. So again, the only time you mechuyev to pay there, it's Meya Kesef. Nachamishim Kesef is in the event that there's a father. How do you know the father's a father? Based on a Roiv. In Hochem Mamanach Roiv. Same Teretz. The Teretz is because we're establishing who the father is already elsewhere. And once we establish he's the father, so even as it relates to the Roiv, we're going to be able to assume that he's the father there as well. Another kasha he asks is Shor Shenagach, the way we ended the parak. So the halacha is that if a Shor Shtois is a Trefa, Shor Shtois is a Trefa. So a Trefa is considered a Gavra Ketola, right? It's someone that's technically in halacha already considered like a mace. And as a result, if somebody would Shtois, an animal would Shtois a Trefa, or a person that's a Trefa, the halacha is he'd be potter from all the different chiyuvim. Now, how do you know a person's not a Trefa? You see a man walking down the street. How do you know he's not a Trefa? Or how do you know an animal's not a treifa? It's based on roiv. Roiv animals are not treifas. Roiv people are not treifas. Uh-huh. So basically, you're relying on a roiv to make this shosha nogach chayv l'shalin. This is dinei mominus. Ein hocha b'mominach ha-roiv. Zoch da'afla, the teretz is pasha, because the roiv is paskining that this person or this animal is not a treifa. This halach is not only negeya. It's not only negeya, the dinei mominus over here. It has other ramifications and other applications as well. So therefore, enochanami, to apply it once you use it elsewhere to dinei mominus, so in that case you're going to be able to do it. And just to again read the chazorah of daflo, he says the yisoy twice in the shtickle v'nirlani is daiti bozeh kiven to ukmiya toira ala roiv the lav treifa havi linyan sharmili kigoyin ba'odom linyan ahargo dechay v'chein b'shar linyan nisrachilo v'chein da'ovev hu linyan maka ovev hu kayoitzevem hu adin le'inyan b'moyno v'loy omar shmul dein hocha b'momen acha roiv ele hecha d'loy naf k'mine elu le'inyan b'moyno kigoyin b'shar v'nim tzonakcham v'chein inuch d'maisi ashas b'reish ha'moyche peiris im kein hocha nami as relates to our sugi le'shay chod shmul hocha. It's not Shayach Shmuel, and Afla says that the Emes says he found that Toisvis is very mashma that he was working with Shmuel Shita Vein Hocham Amen Acharoy. He quotes the Magid Mishnah and different poiskim that did shtel tzu Shita Shmuel of Hocham Amen Acharoy to the sugi in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Ksubis. And Afla says Nirulani is daiti. I don't know if it's a tzu shtel, because I think that the only time we say in Hocham Amen Acharoy is if the roiv is addressing head on. It's coming directly to talk to the. It's coming directly to talk to the Dinei Mominus. But in the event that it's not coming directly to talk to the Dinei Mominus, so in that instance, this is not going to be an issue, and we'll stop a little bit short here. As Hashem, will pick up with this raid tomorrow. So again, we mentioned that it's the Hafla, that it's Rabbi Kiva Eger, and it's the Chem de Shloima. So we spoke out the Hafla, just laid the groundwork a little bit. It was a longer shtaf. So we'll stop here, and as Hashem, tomorrow, we'll pick up on this note.